Well, you never really trusted magic. You kept on saying there should be a better way to run a universe. Well, you'll see. I have plans. We can...
Not we, said Rincewind firmly.
Give me the spell.
Try and take it, said Rincewind, backing away. I don't think you can.
Oh?
Rincewind jumped aside as octarine fire flashed from Trumon's fingers and left a bubbling rock puddle on the stones. He could sense the spell lurking in the back of his mind. He could sense its fear. In the silent caverns of his head, he reached out for it. It retreated in astonishment like a dog faced with a maddened sheep. He followed, stamping angrily through the disused lots and inner-city disaster areas of his subconscious, until he found it cowering behind a heap of condemned memories. It roared silent defiance at him, but Rincewind wasn't having any.
"Is this it?"
he shouted at it. "When it's time for the showdown, you go and hide? You're frightened?" The spell said,
"That's nonsense. You can't possibly believe that. I'm one of the 8 spells."
But Rincewind advanced on it angrily, shouting,
"Maybe, but the fact is I do believe it, and you'd better remember whose head you're in, right? I can believe anything I like in here."
Rincewind jumped aside again as another bolt of fire lanced through the hot night. Trumon grinned and made another complicated motion with his hands. Pressure gripped Rincewind. Every inch of his skin felt as though it was being used as an anvil. He flopped onto his knees.
"There are much worse things," said Trumon pleasantly. "I can make your flesh burn on the bones, or fill your body with ants. I have the power to...
I have a sword, you know."
The voice was squeaky with defiance. Rincewind raised his head. Through a purple haze of pain, he saw Twoflower standing behind Trumon, holding a sword in exactly the wrong way. Trumon laughed and flexed his fingers. For a moment his attention was diverted. Rincewind was angry. He was angry at the spell, at the world, at the unfairness of everything, at the fact that he hadn't had much sleep lately, at the fact that he wasn't thinking quite straight. But most of all, he was angry with Trumon, standing there full of the magic Rincewind had always wanted but had never achieved, and doing nothing worthwhile with it. He sprang, striking Trumon in the stomach with his head and flinging his arms around him in desperation. Twoflower was knocked aside as they slid along the stones. Trumon snarled and got out the first syllable of a spell before Rincewind's wildly flailing elbow caught him in the neck. A blast of randomized magic singed Rincewind's hair. Rincewind fought, as he always fought, without skill or fairness or tactics, but with a great deal of whirlwind effort. The strategy was to prevent an opponent getting enough time to realize that, in fact, Rincewind wasn't a very good or strong fighter, and it often worked. It was working now because Trumon had spent rather too much time reading ancient manuscripts and not getting enough healthy exercise and vitamins. He managed to get several blows in, which Rincewind was far too high on rage to notice, but he only used his hands, while Rincewind employs knees, feet, and teeth as well. He was, in fact, winning. This came as a shock. It came as more of a shock when, as he knelt on Trumon's chest, hitting him repeatedly about the head, the other man's face changed. The skin crawled and waved like something seen through a heat haze, and Trumon spoke.
"Help me."
For a moment, his eyes looked up at Rincewind in fear, pain, and entreaty. Then they weren't eyes at all, but multifaceted things on a head that could be called a head only by stretching the definition to its limits. Tentacles and saw-edged legs and talons unfolded to rip Rincewind's rather sparse flesh from his body. Twoflower, the tower, and the red sky all vanished. Time ran slowly and stopped. Rincewind bit hard on a tentacle that was trying to pull his face off. As it uncoiled in agony, he thrust out a hand and felt it break something hot and squishy. They were watching. He turned his head and saw that now he was fighting on the floor of an enormous amphitheatre. On each side, tier upon tier of creatures stared down at him, creatures with bodies and faces that appeared to have been made by crossbreeding nightmares. He caught a glimpse of even worse things behind him, huge shadows that stretched into the overcast sky before the Trumon monster lunged at him with a barbed sting the size of a spear. Rincewind dodged sideways, and then swung around with both hands clasped together into one fist that caught the thing in the stomach, or possibly the thorax, with a blow that ended in the satisfying crunch of chitin. He plunged forward, fighting now out of terror of what would happen if he stopped. The ghostly arena was full of the chittering of the dungeon creatures, a wall of rushing